25 years ago today, the world lost the king of rock and roll. Elvis Presley was 42 when he died from a drug overdose. At a candlelight vigil last night in Memphis, thousands of fans gathered to remember Elvis.
I remember the day he died, just watching the Gong Show on TV, got out of school, and they announced on the TV he had died, about 3:15.
While those who remember Elvis's career are clinging tightly to their memories, there is now an entire generation of people who are too young to remember even the day he died. NPR's Joshua Levs reports on what today's young people think of Elvis and how the king is being marketed to them.
This is Elvis Week in Memphis. Every day, people from around the world have been arriving here to celebrate the king's life and his music. Most lived through his entire career, but some have gotten to know him since his death, like 25-year-old Melissa Cloje from Chicago.
He's the greatest entertainer ever. He's a fabulous-looking guy and might be out here with us right now, who knows?
But even here, at the zenith of Elvis mania, some tell a different story, like 18-year-old James Williams.
I'm not a big fan of Elvis, but I am out here because my mom dragged me out here. She drags me to the movie theaters or the home movies to watch those Elvis movies, but I love him because she loves him.
Other young people express similar sentiments. Elvis was their parents' or grandparents' idol, not theirs. A few blocks away from the crowds in downtown Memphis, 22-year-old John Johnson is avoiding the festivities. He came in from Hornersville, Missouri, to see some friends. Johnson has what he considers a realistic view of Elvis, far from the mythological one many devotees seem to have. For example, he says, Elvis fans rarely talk about how he died.
He died of a drug overdose. That is straight up. Just sitting there banging right there on the commode and fell over dead. But I really like the guy.
I think for a lot of young people these days, Elvis is a kind of, you know, anthology of lurid anecdotes.
Anthony DeCurtis writes for Rolling Stone.
The drugs and the excess and the horrible suits and being overweight. I think it's very difficult for young people these days to look at Elvis and feel, you know, any of the force that made him significant in the first place.
DeCurtis says that's partly because many young people have a skewed view of what the 1950s were like. He says the dominant image of that era leaves out the social and political changes that were happening and paints a different picture.
Our kind of happy days, you know, golden age of irrelevance. So the fact that artists like Little Richard and Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis are out playing just means nothing. It just has no weight whatsoever. Elvis has been a little bit tarred with that brush.
On the other hand, DeCurtis says, the 1960s have been presented as a time of rebellion, when youth culture and music helped change everything. That's part of what draws young people to groups like the Grateful Dead and the Beatles. Many young people simply don't see Elvis and his hip-shaking rock and roll for the rebellion it was. But some do, including 29-year-old rapper Eminem, who compares himself to the king in a song that's been one of this summer's biggest hits.
First king of controversy, I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley to do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy. Hey.
Again, Anthony DeCurtis.
Eminem puts his finger on exactly what was scary about Elvis to official 50s culture, which was that he was kind of channeling a dangerous, black music that, you know, young white teenagers were not supposed to hear.
Some young people still find Elvis a topic of controversy, particularly in the hip-hop community, where some have charged that he gets credit for creating a sound that black musicians created. On a morning radio show in Memphis this week, hip-hop DJ Doc Martin addressed that complaint.
Elvis Presley didn't steal it, he just perfected it. What he did, he took the music that ordinarily couldn't get out there and gave it a face, gave it a name, and thus ultimately made it what it is.
Elvis's record label, RCA, is trying to sell him to teens as the guy who started the rock and roll revolution. This ad is for a new Greatest Hits CD.
Do you know why TV has censors?
Love me.
Do you know why women throw their panties up on stage? Do you know why Britney played Las Vegas? Do you know why? Elvis is why.
Joe DiMuro is vice president in charge of marketing for BMG, the company that owns RCA.
Today's generation is going to be looking for what made him cool, what made him hip, what made him irreverent. And that's the type of imaging that we're trying to portray.
That's one reason BMG recently allowed a European DJ to make a remix of A Little Less Conversation for a Nike commercial.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. reflection in me. The song was released as a pop single and hit number one on the Billboard sales chart in the US and the UK. It got radio airplay on stations like New Rock 99X in Atlanta, where 27-year-old Chris Williams is program director.
I think it had probably less to do with the fact that it was Elvis and more to do with the fact that it just happens to be a good song.
At the same time, Elvis Presley Enterprises, the multi-million-dollar corporation that manages Graceland and controls Elvis's image, is also reaching out to young children in a very different way. In the Disney movie Lilo and Stitch, the king is presented as spick and span, the lovable guy who couldn't possibly be controversial.
Elvis Presley was a model citizen. I've compiled a list of his traits for you to practice. Number one is dancing.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
The idea to use Elvis originally came from the movie's directors, but Elvis Presley Enterprises jumped at the opportunity. Todd Morgan is the agency's director of media and creative development.
Really, if there's any challenge at all in reaching younger audiences, it's just coming up with new and inventive ways to get Elvis and his work in front of that audience. And really, once you do that, once you take Elvis where they are, Elvis does the rest. He always connects. It's always been that way.
Tonight in Memphis, the king himself will perform at the Pyramid Arena. Concert footage will be shown on a huge screen, accompanied live by some of his original musicians and backup singers. In the audience, alongside those who have loved him for decades, will be thousands of 20-somethings, teens, and kids accompanying their parents. Perhaps that's the greatest sign that Elvis will live on. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Memphis.